All right, let's lock things down and get to our usual Tuesday Crunch Time wrap-up. And as per usual, one day I have to lead off.
Nah, bro.
We're going to let you.
Nah, bro. Ricky Henderson, Hendu. To the NFL, I ask.
What are you doing?
What the hell was that?
Now, we here at Crunch Time at Sports Talk have a hate-hate relationship with the NFL franchise in Washington, D.C. Steve hates them because they are the rival to the Giants. We both hate them because their owner Dan Snyder is a general bag who doesn't care about other human beings and is a genuine failure at running an NFL franchise, unless your aim is to try to run them into the ground at every turn. So the story I'm about to bring up doesn't necessarily make me angry or anything, but it is really dumb, so someone needs to get called out for it. On NFL.com, in their team shop department under the NFL franchise in DC section, you can buy a license plate. It has the outline of the state along with the logo of the team. Fills the whole space. You can do that for any team. But what makes this one special is the fact that it not only has the racist logo on it, but it also has the state. And I know you're probably thinking what most people would if they hear that, but Alex, Washington, D.C. isn't a state. What did they put behind the racist logo? Well, apparently the designer of this bad boy must have just done a Google search for Washington, D.C. state outline and used the first image he or she found, which apparently was the outline of the state of Washington. You know, the one that's like 2.5 hours north of us. So the license plate has a racist logo on top of an annoying state. Match made in heaven, just not accurate, as we ask.
What are you doing?
First of all, Let's get one thing straight here.
Not even close. Nick's showing us the District of Columbia outline. Not even close.
You were more of a football player.
It's not a state.
I mean, I actually was a leadoff guy many, many times. So don't be dismissing my willingness to want to lead off.
Like
here.
Boise, it's not a state.
All right. Stop me if you've heard this one, but to the powers that be at Baylor University, I've asked.
What are you doing?
The attorneys repping the school in Waco in their many, 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 many sexual assault cases have offered to provide general information behind each attack pending a court decision. Date of alleged assault, date it was reported to the school, gender, did Baylor know the victim, location, Baylor personnel who were aware more. And while it seems like an attempt at transparency, it's just not. Like a plaintiff attorney said, it tells you what they failed at, but not how and who. It completely lacks accountability. And like reporter Jim Fortuno explained, this move is so Baylor can avoid giving the plaintiffs its actual assault files that provide details. Once again, we see these pigs in Waco are doing everything to avoid the truth coming out. But that doesn't mean it won't, as we ask.
What are you doing?
The other problem with you as the leadoff, guys, you're just going to look to lay down bunts and try to get on base. I'm hitting singles. I'm setting you up to drive in runs, Steve. No free outs. When I'm up first.
No free outs!
That's right. To Nevada football, I ask.
What are you doing?
Remember when we used to make fun of Lane Kiffin because he offered a kid a scholarship even though he's still just an eighth grader? Man, this is really getting out of control. How can you offer a scholarship to a kid still playing Pop Warner? Well, Nevada scoffs at Lane Kiffin because they offered a scholarship to a 9-year-old. A 9-year-old. He is in fourth grade and has a full ride offer to play for Nevada. I guess the kid has a football trainer as well. Okay. He's a former Louisville DB named Mike Evans, and Evans said not only did the 9-year-old he trains get an offer, but a fifth grader he works with got one from Illinois as well. Evans' argument, and I assume the coach's arguments as well, is that the kids project to be high-level athletes because of how athletic they are and their football IQs at the age of 9 and 10. Okay, you realize this point is 9 and 10-year-olds, right? Like, acknowledge that and then acknowledge that most of us don't fully develop into anything until we're into and out of high school in most cases. Can you let a kid be a kid, save the college stress for like the 6 months or so leading up to graduation like everybody else? You do know nothing before that matters, right? Like, a 9 and 10-year-old, stop it, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To former quarterback Vince Young, I ask.
What are you doing?
I'm guessing he's a little bitter about how his NFL career turned out
sure
and how
is.
His name keeps surfacing, considering the last time he threw a pass in the league was during the autumn of 2011 with Philly. But now he's apparently ticked that some guys are still playing, and he's, quote, I see a quarterback and be like, dude is garbage, and I'm over here in the kitchen cooking turkey necks. Okay.
What?
He seems especially pissed at Ryan Fitzpatrick. For the record, Young is 34, tried to come back with Saskatchewan of the CFL, came up light because he tore a hammy in camp, waived a few weeks back. He had to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy. He also went off on his former coach, Jeff Fisher. Seems like VY is heading down a familiar path. Angry, had to go bankrupt, career didn't pan out. And so we know it's everybody else's fault but his, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Dude, you weren't good when you were young and healthy. What are you even talking about?
I don't understand. And it's amazing that people keep calling these guys for comments.
Amazing.
Why?
To people, speaking of hamstring pulse, to people into the 3-on-3 tournament, I ask.
What are you doing?
So this is totally one of those nostalgic, like, good ideas on paper, horrible in actuality deals. Like, if someone tells you Allen Iverson and White Chocolate are going to be playing together or doing some sort of street ball, whatever, then it sounds super cool. But then when you realize what that actually means and that you have just spent real life time watching a bunch of 40-somethings play basketball, then you realize it actually sucks and kind of tarnishes your memory of them. That's right. These guys aren't on NBA rosters anymore because they're old and can't play anymore. Allen Iverson made one shot. Jason Williams hurt himself, literally fell into a heap, had to be carried off the floor with a non-contact knee injury. Kenyon Martin also left the game with a hamstring pull. It's like paying a whole bunch of money to watch a bunch of retired, past their prime players at a shoot-around. If boring, slow, relatively unathletic basketball is what you're into, go right ahead. If anything, this 3-on-3 tournament is an argument that we all need to band together and protect our Medicaid. Because if we don't, we're about to have a bunch of elderly people with blown out knees with no health insurance, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Wow. To Missouri grad student Nathaniel Conant, I ask.
What are you doing?
So this guy works as an events assistant for the SEC network based in Columbia, arrested for suspicion of robbery and property damage over the weekend. This is what he did, and it might be a new one. He took a drive in a VW Passat. The path is interesting. Crashed through the Missouri Arena press gate, drove it onto the basketball court. Why? Well, since he got arrested over the weekend, that hasn't been clarified. But as Gary Parrish of CBS Sports wrote, probably not the work of a sober person. Quanzo Martin, the new coach, saw the bright side. They damaged the gate and a garage door. The court is fine, which is good news for Martin, who landed an elite recruit in Michael Porter. They still have a place to call home, as we ask.
What are you doing?